From North State Public Radio, I'm Claudia Brancart with your headlines for Monday, November 17th. Congressman Doug LaMalfa and Senator Adam Schiff have teamed up to bring new federal funding to Beall Air Force Base in Yuba County. The $22 million will help construct a new two-story facility for aircraft maintenance, training, and operational mission planning. Schiff says the money will help support thousands of jobs in the county. The funding comes out of the 2026 Military Construction and Veterans Affairs Appropriations Bill. A Chico police officer was temporarily suspended from duty last year for having sex on duty, according to newly released documents. Internal investigations were conducted after the department received a complaint in May 2023. The individual said they had consensual sex with Officer Michael Vincent while he was on patrol. The Chico Police Department says Vincent was disciplined based on the circumstances of his actions and past conduct. Chico Soul reports that he only received a 2-week suspension. Also, Orland is seeking a new city council member to fill the vacancy left by Brandon Smith. The council member's term will run until November 30th, 2026. The city is encouraging residents to apply. To do so, individuals must be registered voters residing within the city limits and be at least 18 years old. Applications are now being accepted for the position and are available at City Hall or online. The deadline for completed applications is Monday, December 1st. Interviews for qualified candidates will follow on December 4th. In other news, cities throughout California have committed to lowering CO2 emissions in response to the impacts of climate change. Cap Radio's Manola Sakaira has more on a UC Irvine report detailing a new way to measure their progress.
Researchers say analyzing these emissions requires the ability to separate CO2 fossil fuel pollution from the CO2 emitted from other natural sources. The new report offers radiocarbon dating turfgrass as a new option for measuring its presence. Claudia Chimchek is a UC Irvine professor and an author of the report. She says turfgrass is easy to grow and thrives year-round.
So if you're a plant growing in these polluted environments, you look older than a plant that's growing in a clean environment. And from that, we can calculate how much fossil fuel is in the area.
She says other methods to get this information, like radiocarbon dating air samples in an area, are effective but expensive. She says analyzing turfgrass is a much more affordable option that could boost a city's ability to figure out which efforts to reduce emissions are actually working. Manola Sakaira, Cap Radio News.
In other news, California plans to revoke 17,000 commercial driver's licenses that were issued to immigrants, amid pressure from the Trump administration. Officials say the licenses are not compliant with state law because the expiration date goes beyond when the driver's legal status in the U.S. expires. Shane Gussman is legislative director for Teamsters California, which represents many of the state's truck drivers.
You know, you're basically talking about taking away people's livelihood for no good reason when they're operating legally here in the state.
The move follows a push from the Federal Transportation Department to implement new rules targeting foreign-born commercial drivers. These include English proficiency standards and restrictions on what type of visas qualify for commercial driver's licenses. Also, it's gotten more expensive to attend college in California over the past year. The California Student Aid Commission's 2024-25 Student Expenses and Resource Survey revealed an increase of just over $1,000, or 18%, in total expenses for students living on campus. The study took into account tuition and fees, books and supplies, food and housing, and transportation and personal expenses. The only area that saw a decrease in costs was transportation. And finally, there's a reason that bear showed up in your backyard or that coyote was skulking around your driveway. People report more conflicts with wildlife during droughts. A study by researchers at UC Davis and UCLA found that during drought years, for every inch of decrease in annual rainfall, there's a 2 to 3% increase in reported clashes with wildlife. The researchers went through 7 years of data from the Wildlife Incident Reporting Database, which is run by the California Department of Fish and Wildlife. They say the results are likely applicable outside of California. And those were your headlines for Monday, November 17th. Our theme song is Burrow and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions. For more local and state news, visit our website at mynspr.org. For NSPR News, I'm Claudia Brancart.